Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
A top SmackDown star lost it with a WWE writer. Plus, plans for a title match at WrestleMania 37 have been revealed. And a surprising return for an Impact legend. For Wednesday, March the 31st, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm not even going to get into the match. I'm not even going to get into what Kevin said after the match. I'm not even going to get into the fact that I kicked him and I didn't even want to kick... I'm not gonna get into all of that. Did you see the video package they played before we went out? They put a graphic of me and Baron Corbin and they said, you are about to watch the least desirable match in SmackDown history. This is what they said. Least anticipated match of all time. This is what they said about me, a generational talent. One of the best to ever do this shit. That's what they said about me. The balls! I will take this company down to hell!
Sami Zayn going well and truly off on one from SmackDown just the other night, but it's not a million miles removed from his mood behind the scenes on SmackDown off camera. So he was on Getting Better with Ron Funches recently, was Sami Zayn. And he shared details of a recent backstage incident or interaction that he had had with one of WWE's writers. He didn't name the writer in question, but Sami Zayn goes as follows. Not to pull the curtain back too far here, but literally last week at WWE television on SmackDown, I was having a real bad week. I was really frustrated about a lot of little things, and they were just adding up, and I could feel myself getting angrier and angrier throughout the day. I was really working on reining it in, and then finally, one of the writers was helping me with something, came in, and he gave me something. And it was like the straw that broke the camel's back. I kind of lost it on him a little bit. And as I was losing it on him, I was apologizing, saying, this is not directed at you. This is misdirected anger. I'm sorry. I can't deal with this right now. It's too much. I just can't put up with this right now. I kind of talked down to him, but I immediately apologized. But I still felt like, it caught me a little bit. Because as I did it, I knew I'm... talking this way to this guy because I know I can get away with talking this way to this guy, right? I couldn't talk to Vince McMahon the way I just talked to this guy. And my whole thing is I don't ever want to talk one way to somebody that I wouldn't want to talk with somebody else. Just because you can abuse someone or treat someone worse because they're lower on this made-up totem pole doesn't mean you should. It's that something you believe, it's something I believe, and I think we all believe that on a philosophical level or a conceptual level. Yeah, we can all agree on that, but in practice and in reality, you see it every day. Sami Zayn essentially having a tough day, letting off steam on a WWE writer. Yeah. I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy. Less than 2 weeks till WrestleMania. Got details this morning of two more matches being added to the two-night spectacular. This comes from PW Insider's Mike Johnson, who says the current plan is for Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler to defend the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships on night two at WrestleMania. Who are their opponents? Well, that'll be decided on night one, apparently, as there will be a multi-woman tag team match to determine who will face Baszler and Jax. We don't quite know what shape that will take, but Mike Johns is reporting that material was taped on the 30th of March for Monday Night Raw this coming week that sets everything in place. I like the idea of, and I'm showing my age here, I remember watching Sunday Night Heat before WrestleMania 15, and they had a battle royal. The final two competitors would challenge for the WWF Tag Team Championships, right? What's better than having two storylines in WWE featuring tag team partners that don't get along? What about three? Let's do it, WWE. Let's do the thing. Just before the two-day WrestleMania, there's the small matter of the WWE Hall of Fame. We understand part one of the Hall of Fame has already been taped. Heel by Nature shared a photo of the 2020 Hall of Fame class, which features Diana Hart Smith and Davey Boy Smith Jr., along with an actual British Bulldog, which is adorable. Core members of the NWO all together as well. Also, Titus O'Neil, who is set to be receiving the Warrior Award this year, also in this photograph too. Absences include William Shatner and Jushin Thunder Liger. Now, Liger is still in Japan as a result of restrictions to travel. Presumably, he and William Shatner will be there via video link or via a pre-made video, no doubt. It's a shame that Jushin Liger won't be there. I think that's such a cool thing to have Jushin Liger going into the WWE Hall of Fame that I hope we get a chance to see him within a WWE context very soon.
Please welcome my guest at this time, the Cowboy, James.
How you doing? Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Welcome and congratulations, because tonight, when you step foot in the ring, it will be for your 1,000th match here at Impact Wrestling.
999 matches down in Impact, and want to go to make it 1,000. You know how many beers I probably drink?
A lot,
I can tell you that. But as much as this should be a celebration, to me it's more of a dedication. Because for a guy, for a man that has had 1,000 matches here at Impact, I wasn't even supposed to have one. But there was a man, his name was Bob Ryder, passed away not too long ago. And he took these two punk kids by the name of James Thorne and Chris Harris. And he would go to the Impact office week after week, and he would tell them, you gotta use these guys, you gotta use these guys. They got something. Week after week, they would just laugh Bob off. And then finally, I think they got tired of just listening to Bob, so they used us. And they listened to Bob, and the rest is history. And so this is not, like I said, not only a celebration, this is a dedication to my best friend, Bob Ryder. I know you're watching now, buddy. And Eric Young, you better be ready, boy. Because when I walk out there, I am going to beat you up. And I expect you to bring it. And I also expect you to bring your friends. And guess what? I actually have some friends of my own. You guys ready?
Oh, not so fast, not so fast. This is your 1,000th match, man. Super special. And, you know, we got a surprise for you.
Give me a cake.
Look that way.
Chris Harris. Been a long time.
Yes, it has, Cowboy.
Congrats, brother.
Let's do this.
Mom.
Yep.
Let's go, Dad.
James Storm wrestled his 1,000th match for Impact Wrestling yesterday. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Was it really his 1,000th? That seems too perfect a number, doesn't it? And it is, of course, wrestling. But either way, love the story behind it. And I love the shock return that took place just before it. You heard it there. James Storm reunited with Wildcat Chris Harris. America's Most Wanted back on Impact Wrestling screens. And this led to James Storm picking up the win over Eric Young in the main event with some help from Chris Harris. And obviously, outside of Impact, Chris Harris became quite notorious for his brief WWE run, which featured the catchphrase, "Knock, knock, who's there? Braden Walker, and I'm going to knock your brains out." That was the thing that happened. It felt good to see Chris Harris and James Storm back together. As America's Most Wanted, they held the NWA World Tag Team Championships six times between 2002 and 2006. And as James Storm said, and you heard it there, he owes a lot of it to the late, great Bob Ryder as well. Really lovely moment from Impact Wrestling. I encourage you to take time to go and check that out. It's a real feel-good moment in the wrestling world to see those two together. Bring them out! Triple H has commented on NXT's move to Tuesdays. It's happened. Variety magazine asked Paul Levesque about it, and he said, "We now feel like we're in a good place where we can move that consistent fan base over to Tuesdays. We believe they'll follow us. That way we can grow the brand more given the lead-in from Monday Night Raw, which we've seen in the past." Triple H also talked up the relationship with Peacock as a positive for the NXT brand. He says the ability for us to be on Peacock, a bigger platform where so many people have the opportunity to experience it and let it grow into something more, is very exciting. Once you sample it, we believe that the product is something that people will stick with and become involved in. NXT moving to Tuesdays, there's a lot of sort of "we won the war" type messages out there today. And you know what? Yeah, to an extent, AEW certainly did win the war. Consistent victories in the ratings. And a massive congratulations to AEW for that. From here, wrestling wins. Because it's no longer about having to pick a side between AEW and NXT. This kind of neuters a lot of that tribalism about wrestling, particularly on a Wednesday night. This takes some pressure off AEW and NXT. I think this will allow for both shows to grow storylines in a way that is with a better pace to it, because you're not constantly going up against whatever the other guy is doing. I think both shows will benefit from the ability to tell some longer stories over a prolonged period of time. And also, wrestling fans will no longer have to choose where their eyes fall on a particular night. Consequently, we're going to see, I believe, both AEW and NXT push back to that 1 million mark on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, respectively. And I genuinely believe that wrestling fans win with this. Wrestling fans absolutely win. A former WWE star has picked up a major title in the NWA. Last night on NWA Power, Chris Adonis, formerly known as Chris Masters, defeated Trevor Murdoch for the NWA National Championship. Good episode of Power last night. It's always a good episode of Power, isn't it? You can watch it on Fight on Virgin Media in the UK and around the world on the Fight app right now. Fightful Select are reporting that Rachel Ellering, former NXT star, is part of Impact Wrestling going forward. She worked the most recent set of Impact tapings. They normally tape about 5-6 weeks worth at a time. So chances are we're going to see quite a bit of Rachel Ellering on Impact Wrestling going forward. And we have an update for you on Brian James, aka WWE's Road Dogg. This follows his heart attack scare over the weekend. Brian took to Facebook to reveal that he is out of hospital and on the road to recovery. He says, quote, "To God be the glory, I live to tell the story. I'm headed home. I've got some work to do and some changes to make, but I'm up to the task. I want to thank each and every one of you for your thoughts and prayers and your kind words. So many reached out with positive vibes, and it overwhelms me with love. Thank you all, and God is good. Let the journey begin." Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Unfortunately, there'll be no Legend of Zelda stream once again this week. Apologies. Other work has come up and I'm unable to stream this afternoon. But Love You By Friday will be here on Friday at 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time as normal. You and I can have a proper catch up there. And later today, we still have Jack and Owen guiding the careers of Cultaholic FC on Football Manager. So order remains in the world of Cultaholic FC. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Check out the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw on our YouTube channel right now. Ross also has an update on the future of WTF moments that, if you haven't heard yet, I encourage you to go and take a listen to. Raw Graded is on the YouTube channel as well. I think it was an episode of Raw that may have broken me, and I'm the most optimistic man on the planet. YouTube.com/cultaholic to watch both of those. On the podcast feed today, I am joined by ICW star Emily Hayden and a brief appearance by Toasty the Toaster for a brand new episode of Desert Island Grabs. Emily is talking about being part of the ICW reboot, talking about how she got involved in wrestling at the beginning, and she picks three matches that she will watch while stranded on a desert island. That's on this here podcast feed a little later on today. And for more details on Triple H finally agreeing to work Tuesdays, and details on Charlotte Flair and Andrade's recent comments about Andrade's time in WWE, check out cultaholic.com. Also, while you're there, we have the 10 best Impact Wrestling debuts currently there as well, which is, you know what you forget? The sheer breadth of talent that has burst through the doors of Impact Wrestling. And we look at 10 of the best debuts at cultaholic.com right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.